Pick on this one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday night show with Angel Coaches. And I'm excited to be here tonight because I have a friend of mine. She's coming down maybe to spend some time with me in South Florida and some other people. And in the process, she's learning how to play a little bit more with her angels and connecting. And you got an amazing story, Carrie. I'm excited that you're here tonight. She's also going to come down here. We're going to check out guys in bikinis. Not bikinis, but we're going to check out handsome, good-looking guys. Okay, so we'll be in the bikini. They're going to be in the great bathing suit. It's all good. Okay, so anyway, I told Allison or Allie, you've heard her on the show, and she's actually going to be on here tonight too as well. I said, she's neat. I said, she's seen angels, talking to them, working with kids. And Allie goes, that's what I'm doing. I go, I know. I said, so what we need to do is get her and I and you down here, okay, in South Florida, and anybody else that wants to come, and so we can have some fun, meditate, talk to some angels. And another friend of mine said, are y'all three of you similar? I said, well, Allie and I are. I said, we both love the angels. We're both magical, fun people. So is Carrie. I said, but Allie and I are boy crazy. You're not as crazy as we are, but it's all good. Anyway, I know you got a special someone in your life and as well. And someday when I go, but in the meantime, sharing with you and on your journey. And I mean, you just started, really. I mean, have you always felt different, or did you always know you were different and could see angels, talk to angels, meditate? Because it wasn't something that came easy for you, I know. Or not easy, but I mean, has it always been there? That's a better question to ask you. Has it always been there for you?
I kind of feel like maybe it always has been there, but I've never really recognized it or thought about it, like until a certain time period of my life where, you know, like in 1 year I had lost my mother and my husband. And so like then I just started kind of obsessing over what happens to you when you die. And, like, I just feel like that just kind of started things for me.
Okay. So you lost your husband, you lost your mom, and you're like, okay, there's a bigger meaning to life than maybe what we know. And I know I met you a couple years ago, actually, and you were figuring everything out. And you got two children. Are both of your children, are they tuned in spiritually? Do they see angels? Do they feel things? You know, because we've got some really amazing kids, crystal rainbow indigo children. What are your thoughts about that?
I definitely feel that they are. I feel that I have two kids. I have a daughter, and she's 9, and her name is Zoe, and I have a son named Luke, and he's 13. My daughter, when she was about 4 years old, had said a few things to me that I kind of just looked at her like, what did she just say to me?
Wow.
I kind of like, yeah, she had said that she had met her father's parents, and they're both, you know, in heaven. So I kind of was like, well, what do you mean by that? And she kind of, you know, explained to me, they came to me, they wanted to say happy birthday to me. I met them. They were really nice. Like, just like it was no big deal. And that kind of just made me think a little bit. And I think after I had first initially started talking to you and working with you, then I started working with her a little bit on, you know, I followed some of your suggestions, and I really feel like she has a lot of abilities. And, you know, she's 9 now, and, you know, my kids have pendulums, and, you know, they know a little bit more, like my son, too, you know, jokes about it. He said to me last night, he's like, let's do something spiritual. Let's light a candle in water. And, you know, just all tonight before we go to sleep, you know. And I just kind of was like, oh, you know, like most kids, I don't know if they would, a lot of them would say that. But to my kids, I think it's just very open. And, you know, we talk about it. And, you know, I'm kind of open about it. And I hope that, you know, that helps them. But I definitely feel that they are different, you know, in a good way.
That's cool. So let me get this straight. That's cool, Carrie. You and your two kids, you got them pendulums. You but let's go backtrack a little bit. You felt you felt it had a message or a feeling about getting a pendulum for yourself, and you'd never seen one or really worked with one, right? You just, how did that
happen?
Yeah,
I had no idea, like, what a pendulum was. I mean, I know what the definition of a pendulum is. I didn't know what it was or what you did with it, and I just kept thinking about a pendulum. I'm like, I'm supposed to get a pendulum. And I mentioned it to my brother, and I asked him, I said, do you know any place for me to go to get a pendulum? And he was just like, oh, I'm not really sure. You could probably go online. And I said, oh, I really wanted to actually go into a store. And the next day he called me, and he's like, are you home? And I said, oh, I'm on my way. I said, but my son is home. And he's like, okay, I have something. I'm going to drop it off at your house. And he got, you know, he found a pendulum at this gem store that we have close to us. And so immediately, you know, I talked to Tariq about it, and, you know, I did a little research on it, and I loved it. And the kids were like, wow, what's that? And they thought it was kind of cool. So for Christmas, they got each a pendulum, and I showed them, you know, exactly what to do, how to connect with the pendulum, you know, to ask, you know, different questions, yes or no questions. And then actually another day, my girlfriend's kids were over, and we all took the pendulum out, and all the kids loved it. So then I had to take them a few days later to go to this gem store to pick out their own. So, you know, I kind of taught them what to do. They had a great time. You know, I kind of was trying to show them everything, and they really enjoyed it. It was nice.
Sherry, that's really neat that you did that. Let me ask you a question. This is something, because people are, like, wondering about this. When you got your own pendulum, and then and your, you know, your kids, you don't really talk to them about religion. You talk to them about spirituality, their power, right?
Right.
And it's not about, okay. And so you leave it open, and you guys just enjoy each other, you know, working with a pendulum. And what is your hope for your children, you know, to embrace their differences? Or tell us what your hope is for these kids, because they sound amazing. I know your son has a prayer that he likes, and he's like a deep thinker, and your daughter is, you know, she's like light, magical, and just fun too. So tell us what you feel.
My hope for them is, to me, it's like really simple. I hope that they go through life and everything that they learn, and, you know, about spirituality, about everything that they do, being kind to people, helping people, being thoughtful, just, you know, really good things that you want your kids to be. I kind of feel like I want them to be like enlightened, like aware, like open. You know, I was at work maybe about a week ago, and this I work in a school, in a high school, and this ex, you know, old student came in. He's in his 20s, and I looked at him, and at first I'm like, what's wrong with this kid? Like, he was so hyper that, you know, as a 24-year-old, he was so positive and so, you know, he was just like glowing. And I looked at him, and he sat in the chair next to me, and he's like, I'd really like to volunteer here with you. And he gave me his information and everything, and I just kind of looked at him, and he's like, I listened to all these like positive speakers. And I said, oh, you'd be a great motivational speaker for younger, you know, younger people. And he's like, oh, I'd love to do that. And I just looked at him, I said to him, you are really enlightened. Like, that was the first thing that came to my mind. And then I kind of thought, I'm like, I hope my kids, like, have that. Like, it's just, it, you know, it's like more than charisma. It's just like this enlightenment where you're just aware, you know, that there's more out there to than what we are here, and that it's okay, you know, and to just be a good person and, you know, to do different things. Like, I even say to my kids, you know, what are you going to do today to make your soul brighter? You know, like you don't need to get anything back, but, you know, you should really do something nice for somebody else, because it makes you feel good and it makes you brighter, you know, your soul brighter. So that's kind of, you know, they joke around with me. And my son, who's 13, came home one day, and he's coming down the stairs, and he's like, guess what? I said, what? He's like, I told my teacher today that I made my soul brighter. And my eyes just kind of opened. I'm like, oh, what'd she say? He's like, she thought that was really cool. And I was like, oh, that was nice. So he helped somebody in school. And, you know, he kind of remembered that. Oh, I made my soul brighter today because I did something nice for somebody.
That's your tagline there for you, because I know you're becoming a new angel coach, angel coach's coach. You know, it's a great one. I like that too as well. I know that you started, meditation was not something that you enjoyed, right? And So, and guys, she'll come to me on, and that you're listening in now, and they will download the show later. She will come to me and she'll go, I've got a feeling I'm supposed to do this, like the pendulum. I'm supposed to get a pendulum. I'm like, man, let's go get one, And I said, kudos to her. So you get a feeling, you'll get a thought that doesn't feel like your thought, right? And you just honor it.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like the meditations that you gave me, I feel like were really helpful. I just kind of feel like I'm one of those people, like I'm a single mom, I have two kids, I work, I'm running here, running there, and I kind of feel like it's so hard for me to not think ahead. Like I could do 10 things in 1 hour, so it's really hard for me to just sit there and just like let it go. But I kind of feel like with some of your meditations, they weren't as long and they were a little bit easier for me to do. And then I enjoy it now, whereas before I kind of was like, oh my gosh, I have to sit here for 20 minutes. How am I going to sit here when I have all these things I need to do? So I really found that the ones that you gave me were really helpful. And I kind of feel like I have a lot of thoughts that aren't my own. Like I'll ask myself a question and I'll get the answer, just as a thought. Or I have like a thought of a vision. I don't actually visually see anything in front of me, but I'll have a thought of a person or a name or something.
Okay.
And that's
like
kind of new that I'm recognizing that. Yeah.
Right. I know that before we talked to you, I think that you said that when you did the chakra meditation, you saw chakra angels, I guess that's what we call them, right? Chakra angels. And go into that a little bit because that's kind of cool.
Well, I did the chakra meditation and I have done like a few different ones over the years. And, I sit there and I visualize, everything that it tells you to do. And so sitting on my couch and I start listening to Tarae in my ears, in my headphones. And I, go down the hallway and I go to the first step and, I go through the whole process. And then all of a sudden, I just feel like there's this humongous angel there bringing me these colors. But that wasn't part of the meditation. I'm like, did I just add that in? I'm like, is that really happening? I kind of was like, what's going on? And then sometimes, like, if I do it, I see the big angel and I see a bunch of little tiny little angels that bring me the color, that, are in the colors with me, that surrounding me. So I thought it was really beautiful. I thought that was, really amazing that I got to see that.
I think that's amazing, too, as well. You saw the angels and then also you went when you did the I'm trying to take everybody so they know exactly what you're doing. And I want to really – we work together every week, and she's becoming an angel coach so she can work with people as well. I know there's Brooke and there's a few of us out there that are doing that are really working in angel coaches. But meditation has been key with you. Honoring the thoughts, like you honor the thoughts that, okay, I'm getting this thought, I need to get a pendulum. I'm getting this thought, I need to meditate. I'm getting this, that I need to take Luke and do this with them or Zoe and do this. And so you really listen to that inner voice within you. It's not a big booming voice saying, hello, Carrie, go get a pendulum. It's just a small,
correct,
like, voice,
yeah, it's
right?
Just like a persistent thought or something like, oh, I should really do that. And I'm like, why am I thinking that? I said, that means I should do it because, I'm thinking about it. That's, I'm like, oh, that's a sign. I try to like be aware of like the signs, like, of different things that I should be doing. Or if I say a prayer or something that, give me a sign, show me, what I need to know, which direction I need to go in. I feel like I'm paying attention a lot more. And, it's just like the persistent thought of getting the pendulum. It wasn't like I was hearing somebody tell me, go get one. Yeah,
get off your butt right now and go to the store and get, because that's a little disconcerting, And I like that small voice. Yeah, it's easy. And somebody asked me yesterday, and I used your story. They go, well, you know what, Tria, I heard this thought, And this was not my thought. This was a thought to do this, right? And I go, yeah, you're right. And then I said, you know, Carrie's done this, and it's like one door opens another door and opens another door, which I think is amazing with you too as well. And so you've gotten met your guardian angels. I think you started out with one, and now you've met four more or four total. Can you share with us about that?
Yeah, I got
it.
I did Therese's meditation on, you know, meeting your angels. And first time I did it, I got one name of somebody. Like, I just kept getting the name, like thinking about this name. So, you know, I'd write the name down. And then, you know, I did it, a couple more times. And then I got a bunch of names. And then, so I got four names altogether. And then a separate time, I have gotten a name of more of like a guide, and a visual, not like a visual in my head of, I'm thinking to myself, and this is like not when I was sleeping or anything, this is like during the day where I just keep picturing this like from this era, not from this time, like maybe in the 20s or something, but it's a man in a like with dark black slicked back hair and big brown eyebrows. I mean, I can see his face clearly, dressed very nicely, black jacket, white shirt, in a black old-fashioned kind of car, and he's in a back seat where there's a driver, and he's just staring at me, and I'm like, what? I'm like, what is this? And I'm, you know, thinking about it or seeing. So, you know, I thought about it. I'm trying to meditate on it, like, and I got the name, Jimmy, and I instantly, like, messaged Tari. I said, this is what happened. I said, is this, you know, really what's happening? And she was like, yes. So that was really, I thought that was really amazing.
That was because, and I'm going to share this, but it was so funny because I was like reading and I was like, oh my goodness. And she goes, who is that? Because you're doing your thing, doing your school, doing your job, being a mom, and you all of a sudden you see this person or this being or this, and you didn't feel alarmed in the sense of you just felt, wow, what is that? Who is that? Right. And, so your clairvoyant skills are amazing. And what she did was she emailed me and I was like, who is that? And then I got, it's one of her guides. And a lot of times, and this is just a little note, our guides can be someone that we've had a past life with before. And who, somebody, Jake, was doing a session with them. And it can be one of the ones that we have had a past life with, and they're guiding us. And it can also be an ascended master. So, you know, I think that it was back in the early 1900s, 1920 or something like that, because the guy, you know, he was dressed like, you know, too as well. So go ahead, because you're going to say something. I want to hear what you, go.
Oh, no, I was just, it was just very clear. Like, I remember it, like I could draw it if I could draw, it was very clear. And then a separate time, I also had asked his name. And I got the name, I just instantly am thinking about the name Jimmy. I'm like, so it was like the persistent thought, like it said it a few times in my head, like Jimmy. And I'm like, oh, that must be his name. I was like, his name must be Jimmy. And then I had emailed you because I'm like, I just want to be sure, that I'm really, making the connections correctly.
One thing I want to be really clear with, and this is something I picked up with you and others too, as well, myself included in this, is that you're just open, and there's like, you don't have a doubt that it's not going to happen. You're just more of, how is this happening, and who, not how is it happening, why is this happening, or who is this, or this, I see this, and what's going on. So it's almost like you're just like watching a little sponge there, just taking it all in. And I'm going to be really clear with people. She doesn't worry about tapping into negativity. Because of her openness, and she just put it out there that her intention is to connect with the angels to help her kids, to help others, and be a spiritual teacher and healer and leader. And, and we work together once a week, on Saturdays. And, I think that's a big thing there, because you're just open and you expect it. You just expect things to flow, and they do. And I don't think you've ever had a doubt. I've never, ever heard a doubt from you at all. And she has the typical things, ups and downs with your relationship. I mean, you know, Terry's in a great relationship. She chose it and working on creating a great relationship. Sometimes great is not happening right now, or sometimes it is. But typical stuff that we all go through, and you argue with your kids, right, and trying to get them to do stuff. So it's not like you live in this beautiful non-world that has no issues. You live in that world with us all, but you also live in the world where spirituality is super important to you. And finding more, what is this, and those kind of things, which I think is so cool, because I'll get messages. I'm like, how am I going to tell her this? I remember, I go, she needs to meditate. I'm getting that strong. Yeah. And I was like, if she told me I don't like to meditate, Kate, I was like, okay.
I was like, I don't want to meditate.
Yeah, I don't want to meditate, Terry. I go, no problem. And so then I got a message in. When I was meditating, she needs to tell her to meditate or ask her to meditate. And I was like, okay. So then before the end of the conversation, you know, she and I were talking, and do you remember? You're like, I think she's supposed to meditate. I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
She's going to make this part so easy, you know, because you don't want to ever say, I want this journey to be super fun and magical, right, you know. And so she started meditating, and I was like, oh, I want this to work for her, you know, because you want, when you're teaching someone, and I mean, because it's that Course in Miracles, really, what we're doing, she's teaching me, and I'm teaching her, and that's just the way it always is, I think, with anybody you meet. But she started meditating, it's like, oh, and it started really happening for her, and I was like, okay, she's supposed to do this. And I'll never forget, before I started working with her, and Terry, I think I told you this, I was talking to her, and I was talking to my angels one morning. They go, you need to start working with Terry. I go, Terry? I go, she's not going to want to do this. Yes, she is. I'm like, okay. So you and I did our yearly reading, you know, and I said, Terry, I think you're supposed to work with me and the angels and all this kind of stuff. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, okay. It was wonderful. And
yeah,
because I was like, how am I going to tell her this, you know? But that was cool. And then the other thing I remember, too, that was really amazing with you is not only that, but I had gotten a message that she should be an angel coach. I was like, okay, how am I going to tell her this? She's in the school system. And boom, I told you, and you got it, and you were cool with it, and here we are today, you know. So
yeah,
I mean, how did you find out that you were supposed to be an angel coach? How did that come to you? I know how I got it, but, you know, I was like, how am I going to tell this? And then you just did it for me. You're like, hey, I think I can do this. It's like, okay.
Well, you know, I've always found it really, you know, everything that you do and everything really interesting and enlightening, like I say. And, you know, I knew we were doing our yearly reading, and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking, I'm like, Terry, I'm like, she must, you know, have a really cool day, you know, like, you talk to a lot of people, you help people, like, I'm like, why can't I do that? I said to myself, I'm like, why can't I do that? I was just like, and then I'm like, I wouldn't even know what to do, you know, and then I had the conversation with Terry, and she was like, yeah, she's like, you know, I think, you know, what do you think about that? And I was like, oh, I'd love that. Like, it just was like, you know, it was just like, perfect timing. It was just like, I just had that thought. I was just like, that would be wonderful, you know, to learn. And I just, you know, thought it was like a great opportunity for me to say yes to. And, you know, I definitely feel like I'm learning a lot. I feel, you know, I just feel like I'm regular, just like everybody else with my kids. I mean, I have one kid that, you know, has learning disabilities, ADHD. I mean, I have good days. I have crazy days. I have bad days, all the same. But at the same time, I feel like I'm really learning a lot. And I feel like, you know, I talk to the kids and hopefully, you know, that they'll take a lot of everything that I say and they'll remember it. I mean, I know they're still young. But to them, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of normal. You know, like my son went to the doctor and the doctor had asked him a question, something about like, I don't know what it was, some type of evaluation or something we went to. And he just looked at me and he's like, you know, I don't see dead people. And I just looked at him. My eyes just opened, you know, kind of. And I just looked at him. I'm like, that's not what he's asking. He's not asking if you're like a medium. I said, he's asking you other questions. You know, he just is taking things like, you know, like normal in my house, like, you know, talking about pendulums and, you know, seeing angels and getting messages and, you know. The doctor just kind of looked at me. I'm like, oh, he's fine. I said, don't worry about him.
That's cute.
But,
I like
yeah,
that.
I mean, Yeah, it's a great opportunity for me, and, you know, I feel really blessed, and, you know, Therese, you know, wonderful. She's been really very helpful to me, and, you know, I'm very thankful.
You are amazing, and like I said, that we've got a lot of new coaches coming on, not a lot, but a few, and you guys were really given, your names were given to me. I was like, okay, so, and it's exciting to see, because there's such an enthusiasm with what you're doing, and she doesn't question everything. I have to tell you, because you're learning so many things. Like you met one of your guides who's from a past life. You met your chakra angels by doing the meditation. You've met your guardian angels by doing the meditation. And the one thing that I appreciate is that she will just say, okay, show me, and be super open, and doesn't let a lot of stuff get in her way. And, you know, some of you guys are going to say, well, I have had this happen in my life, and this has happened. We've all had some really, really, really challenging things, and sometimes terrible things, and sometimes things that throw us off course, and we wonder how we're going to get back on. And I know that you have, too, as well, like we all have. And so people that are getting lost in what's going on with them and how can they can't do something because they're having this hard time, what is something that you would share with them? What would you say to them about that, you know, in picking yourself up and dusting yourself off? How do you do that? Share with us, Carrie.
You know, I kind of feel like just because I've experienced it with, you know, a loss of a husband, I kind of feel like, you know, you go through something, you know, stressful, tragic, the loss of somebody, life change, something. You know, it's so easy to get stuck in kind of, you know, the thought of, you know, what your past was, what could have been if you did this, if you did that, or, you know, how you'd like it, and it's not. But, you know, it's so much more amazing if you choose to walk forward towards, you know, what you want in your life, how you want your life. It doesn't have to be the way that it is at that time. It's temporary. That's how I felt for me. I'm like, this is temporary. I'm like, everything's going to be okay. You know, I have, you know, two kids that are counting on me. Everything's going to be okay. I'm going to move forward. There's things that I, you know, want in my life that, you know, I would like to have. And, you know, that kind of, like, kept me going. Like, I didn't want to get stuck in any type of, you know, negative thoughts or you know, it, with all those emotions. And, you know, it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel, you know, a loss or anything that you're attached to emotionally like that. But, you know, I just kept telling myself, like, it's okay if that made me feel really sad. If it's okay that, you know, that person was in my life and I'm okay that even if they're not, you know, physically here with me, I kind of feel like they're here with me in spirit. So I kind of feel like that just made me move forward. And I just feel like in my head, I kind of thought about all these things that I wanted in my life. And like every year I do a list with my friends, kind of. We have like this meeting and we go through this list of all the things that I want to do this year. And, you know, that kind of keeps me going and making plans and making goals and short-term goals, long-term goals. I mean, all of it I think is really good and I think it's healthy to do all of that. And that kind of helped me just move forward thinking about how I wanted my life, what I wanted in my life versus what I didn't have in my life.
Okay, so that's a key thing. What I wanted, what I wanted to create, and different than what I didn't have. Great. So you spent more time creating than living in sorrow, right? I mean, yet you said when you felt sad, you honored that feeling. That's great. That's a piece of advice. And I think that is the reason why you were able to connect so easy and get so much, because you're just open in creating. I know that since you started working with the meditations, also the pendulum, you know, and all those things, you got your chance to see your husband on the other side. I think you guys spent an evening in astral traveling together, right, too, as well. So that's kind of cool. Is that okay if I ask you that? That's personal.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I have, like, you know, right after he passed away, I'm like, everybody has dreams of people. Like, I kind of thought, like, you know, that's like a thing, like a given. Like, everybody has a dream about somebody that you love that's passed away or some type of sign or something, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And it just, like, I kind of felt like I was always looking for him in my dreams and I couldn't find. Like, that was maybe, like, you know, first couple of months. And then out of nowhere, I mean, I think it was just like 2 weeks ago, I had this amazing dream where we were, you know, in the house that I am now, which is where he lived with me. And we were in this room and I was sitting on the chair and he was sitting on the other side and we were laughing and we were talking. And it was just so nice and so comforting. I mean, I remember it so vividly and it was just beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. Like, I feel like I've been waiting for that, and I haven't thought about it in quite some time. And I feel like maybe because I've been opening myself up, that's, you know, like, that was like a gift from him to me. Like, you know, I'm good. I'm here with you. I'm good here. You're good where you are, kind of. Like, that was like the feeling. Like, everybody was happy. Like, we were both happy. We were happy we were together at that moment, and we were happy knowing where we both were. So it was just, right. I thought it was just a really beautiful thing, and it just made me feel really good about everything. So it was just really
That's
nice.
Cool.
I feel like I've been waiting for that, and it did, you know, it finally happened for me.
One of the things I think, too, you know, you said something just now, and both of you guys who are just tuning in, she's talking about her husband. She lost her husband and her mom in a couple of years ago, recently, close together. And she said she didn't get bitter or angry. She goes, I learned, well, you did get, I mean, you got hurt, you felt pain. She goes, if I felt something, I honored the feeling, but I picked myself up and started creating. I've concentrated on what I had, how to create more, you know, and you and your friends created the list of things that you wanted to do for the year. But my question is this, is that, a key thing for you was saying it, and then when is it going to happen? You didn't really think about that. You just said it and let it go, and then it showed up for you when you were ready, right, when you were spiritually ready. And I feel that was real key, yeah, too, as well. Another thing, and we talked about this, too, as well, is you really started getting physically in shape, working out, going to the gym, eating better, meditating. So you put the mind-body-spirit thing the way you do it, and it's working for you. Right, because you want to look the best.
Oh yes,
the best.
I mean, trust me, I still need to be in better shape. But I am like, that's the thing of mine, like, where I'm trying to be, like, I really feel like it's important to be balanced, you know, in those different things for me. And I feel like that's been really helpful to me, to kind of be like, I kind of feel like if you're just off a little bit in one area, it does kind of spill over, or you know, I kind of feel like the balance is just really important and grounding for, you know, a lot of people and for me especially. So I kind of feel like that's, you know, that's important to me, to focus on, you know, not just focus on one area, just to, you know, kind of be realistic and focus on, you know, different things that are important that make me much more balanced. So I think that's important to me.
I like that. That is cool. It's balanced. It's all about being balanced. You guys, she also talked about, I want to recap this, you did the meditations and, you know, that I created, and you met your chakra angels. I call them chakra angels, or your angels with your chakras. You met your guardian angels. And she was sitting there, and she said, I was sitting there, and I saw this guy, and he described himself to, and she saw him. You saw him, and then you go, who are you? And he told you his name was Jimmy, and it's one of her guides that she had a past life with. And people are like, well, how did she do this? She was super open. And she, if 1 through 10, 10 is the best you can be, 1 is the worst you can be, you probably always operate at a 6 through a 10, I think. I think you have rough days. We all do, right?
Yeah.
You said,
I'm sure. Yeah, I really
so
try.
Cool.
You know, when we first had our, I think it was like one of the first meetings, you know, this year anyway, that we had talked, I remember you telling me that, you know, like you're driving in the car, like on that scale, like what that really meant. And that really like kind of stuck with me. Like, you know, being on this, you know, the 6 to 10, like driving in the car and like hearing a really, you know, fun song that you kind of get lost in and kind of like daydreaming a little bit about whatever. And it just makes you feel really good and happy. Like if you could do that more, you know, I think that would be a great thing. That sends out, you know, more positive, you know, energy. I feel like you get more positive out of that. And overall, you know, it's a really great feeling.
I agree with you on that too as well. I'm going to share that because this is something I got, you know, and that's a great, and looking at it that way, you know, keeping your, people go, how do you do that? Well, here's a great example, and this is the one I've used with myself, okay, and used with Carrie and a few others. When you, I love that song, you know, we can have our own rock concert in the car, right? You're singing along and loud and like nobody's listening except the angels. And all of a sudden, you know, you're feeling amazing. And then you look in the rearview mirror and you see the blue lights and you're like, oh, yeah, your heart sinks. And that's really what it's about. That's the 1 through 4 or the 6 through 10. And so the best way to give you an example how that feels is looking in the mirror, seeing your heart sink because the cop's getting ready to stop you. That's when you're at a lower vibration. I'm not saying that the cop or anything like that. I'm just using that as an example. That's a great analogy, too, as well, because then it's helped me tremendously, you know. And I know that you see people, you Soul Link, and she's taking her gift to a whole new level. You know, so you're seeing angels, you're seeing, you saw an angel over your boyfriend's house, right? Some of us wonder if our boyfriends really have angels or the devil,
yeah.
Right? I'm just kidding, not really the devil. So we think, oh my gosh, he's, what, or she is, I shouldn't just say man, but, talk to us about the, your hands and what's going on there. Do you feel comfortable with that or,
You know, it kind of started, like, I think when I did, like, the chakra meditations, I had said, like, to Tariq, I said, you know, I said, I don't know if there's something wrong with me. I said, I feel like this is, like, sensation. And, like, it started, like, around my head. I said, you know, I said, I don't know what that is. I said, that goes down my neck and my shoulders. I'm like, it's really weird. It's not like pins and needles, but it's, like, something. I said, there's something. I said, and, you know, it happens sometimes. I'm like, sometimes, like, I feel like maybe I notice it because I'm a little bit more quiet in the car or I'm just listening to the radio and I feel it, like, around my head. I'm like, what is that? You know, and I talked to Tari and she had mentioned to me that, you know, it could be the angels, you know, probably helping me with my chakras or, you know, the energy. And I've had several thoughts and I've had dreams also of lightning, actually. The way I describe it is like lightning bolts out of my hands. And I'm like, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do with that information, like the light, you know, the lightning in my hands. And, you know, I have several dreams and thoughts of that. And my most recent, you know, situation with that would be, I keep having, you know, I had a dream and thoughts about a boy that I have never met in my entire life. And there's two different things. One of them is, it's almost like I'm sitting in an Applebee's, like seriously, like I take my kids there all the time. I don't know if it's just because it's in my head, but Applebee's, and I see a mother and this boy sitting at a table, and I for some reason know that the boy has autism, and he's nonverbal. And this is just something I know. I used to work with autistic children years ago, and I just kind of knew that was what, you know, was happening with the child, and I just kind of felt like he wanted to talk to me, and he puts his hand on my hands, and I just thought it was, like, kind of amazing, like, and another time I had, was sitting in my car at work, and I said, oh, before I run into work, I said, I'm going to, you know, message Tari and let her know what happened, and as I'm doing it and everything, and I'm thinking, and all of a sudden, I'm like, well, I'm just going to say, I'm going to ask him, you know, just in my own thoughts, what's his name, and then I get a name. So just a thought. It was just amazing. And then I sent a message back to Tari and I said, you're not going to believe this. I said, after I sent you that message, I said, I was thinking about it. I said, and this is what I got. This is the information that I got. So to me, it's just really amazing, you know, just to think about, you know, and you know, I want to learn more about, you know, healing and energy. And for some reason, I see a lot of, like, the lightning bolts in my hands.
I think this is cool. So, and guys, I'm going to share this with you. She saw this situation on Facebook. This lady, and the son after she'd been, after you dreamed about it, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, after I dreamed about it, I did. I saw this. There's a woman that I follow on Instagram, and it's like she's into like fitness and health, and I'm trying to like get myself in shape and, you know, lose weight and do all this stuff. And I read her information, and one of her posts were, oh, come follow me on Facebook. So I found her on Facebook, and we're friends now on Facebook. And I see a picture, like the next day I get up and I'm looking on Facebook, and I see a picture of this boy on my, this is not a boy from the dream or anything, but this boy, and I look at him, and the caption was like, this is what we're doing on our snow day or something, and he was jumping on a bed, and my first thought was, he's autistic, this boy is autistic. And then I thought to myself, why am I thinking that? I don't really know her children or much about her other than, you know, what I've seen on Instagram. And then, you know, as the day went on, I kind of looked at her page, and I was right. He is autistic. He's young. I think he's maybe about 6. And then, you know, and that all like kind of coincided with the dream that I had of this other little boy. So, I mean, it's definitely some type of, you know, connection there. I have previous, you know, experience working as a therapist with children 3 and under that were autistic. You know, so, and, you know, I have a child also that has some special needs. So, you know, to me, I kind of feel like anything I could do or learn or to help other people, you know, I'd be very open to.
You guys, I'm going to share this with you because she's talked to me about it, and Carrie and I, she has these feelings about her hand, you know, being able to, and she's gotten a lot of thoughts about the energy, and now this is a woman who has 2 children, is a single mom, works a job, and but what she's doing is she's being just meditating and being open, and doesn't think that it has to look a certain way or be a certain way. She just is open to whatever happens. I know that you feel that part of your soul's purpose, your life purpose, is working with these kids and helping them with the energy, because I know that you've made a discovery within yourself that these kids have too much energy and you're here to help them channel it, right, and get their message clear. The autistic, the special needs. Okay. And how did she get that? How did she get the dreams about her hands? How did she soul connect with this little boy? And then found the mother and the little boy, or I'm not even sure if it's the same one. It doesn't really matter. Find that. And guys, I'm going to tell you, those who are listening now or those who will download it later, you know, and Carrie, I think you've told me this. It's really, she's just saying, hey, I'm open. Whatever happens, happens. I'm looking at keeping my vibration high. And she doesn't think about anything except being in the mode of creation and being consciously creating her, you know, her stuff and meditating. And she works with me every week. And she, I work with someone, okay? You know, I had a coach too as well. And, you know, so those things, she's doing the due diligence, she's also doing the work, and those who do the work get the pay. Okay, so therefore her angels, her guides are coming to her, and she's like, you have open heart saying, hey, show me what I'm here to do, because she got a message that she was supposed, she could do what I do, she could do what some of you guys are doing that are listening in, and so that's she's just open to it. And she doesn't say it has to look a certain way. She's got her pendulum out because she got a feeling that she should get a pendulum. And she goes, what's a pendulum? I was like, I don't know. No, I know. I'm going to get one. You know, and now her kids and her are working with them, and she's going to teach a class showing children how to work with a pendulum. And, you know, these are nice, normal people. We're all nice, normal people that have an extraordinary life, an extraordinary mission, and she's following hers. How cool is that? And she's going to be a new angel coach. We've got a lot of great ones. I know Brooke, Donna, Victoria. So we're in a good space. The call's getting ready to go. Remember, we have a meeting, all the angels that are listening in, at 9 o'clock. And I'm not going to keep you very long, but it's pretty exciting. Our next show is going to be Sunday morning at 11 a.m. East Coast time. And I'm excited about that. We've got some new shows coming up that are going to knock stocks off, okay, healers and teachers, and where everybody can learn. But it's super important that you listen in. because you want people to listen to your shows and be a part of what you're doing, be a part of everybody, all the Angel Coaches shows, because we've got some great ones. Anyway, you guys, if you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, or on Twitter. You also, angelcoaches.com, you can send me an email there at angelcoaches.org. Or you can follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. And they send you a lot of neat stuff too. Take care, everybody. Namaste, and have a great now.